The upcoming long weekend marks the midway point of the summer season. If you are itching for a vacation but haven't planned anything yet, Russell Hannon is here to offer some tips and a few tricks for the budget-minded. He's a Calgary writer behind the website BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, and he's joining us every Wednesday this summer with travel advice, specifically how to do it on a budget. Hello, Russell.
Good morning.
Now, when people take last-minute trips, do they typically overspend? Is that when the impulse buying kind of comes into play?
Well, you know what? Many of us feel travel starved and that we can't get away very often. So when vacations are few and far in between, we tend to justify overspending because we don't want to deprive ourselves from those few vacations that we do have. But you know, the reality is you don't really have to overspend for a quick weekend escape. So I want to offer some quick and easy ways that you can start using even this weekend to cut your travel costs while you're away.
Okay, let's start with the road trip, because a lot of people are just going to get in the car and go somewhere. How do you make that more affordable?
Well, you know what? Starting with gas, to get the best price for gas or to find it, there's a great GPS-enabled app that I like a lot called Gas Buddy. So this has GPS to show you all the nearby gas stations and the price of gas by fuel grade. And you can use this at home, but what's great is when you're in cities you aren't familiar with, it shows you where the gas stations are and the price for regular, whether they have diesel gas, premium as well. So great tool that you can use to save time and money as well.
That's gasbuddy.com.
Gas Buddy is an app that you can
download. Oh, sorry. That's Gas Buddy, the app.
Yes.
And so you want to download that before you get going. Now, anything else?
Well, you know what? If you're a Costco member, you may have seen the section in the local Costcos that have discounted ski passes and also $100 gift cards that you can buy for just $80 and redeem at hotels, restaurants, and for local excursions. But every Costco that you go to has this section that has local discounts. So whether you're in Honolulu or going to Orlando, for example, you can stop into the Costco and look for a lot of these gift cards that where you can get 20 to 35% off a lot of local activities and excursions. Something we don't think about when we're traveling is to take advantage of that.
What about sites like Groupon? Well, which also offer maybe some travel deals here and there.
Well, you know, that's great because we tend to sign up to a Groupon for local discount coupons. But what you can do is a few weeks before your trip, change your hometown to the destination that you'll be visiting. And then you'll start getting all kinds of discount coupons in those destinations that you're going to. And quite often these things target locals. So they're the sorts of discounts that a lot of tourists wouldn't be aware of. And quite often locals don't have to pay as much as tourists. I even noticed going to the nearby Sulphur Mountain to take the gondola down. If you showed your driver's license and were local, it costs less than tourists had to pay. Now, quite often, vendors are looking to get that repeat business from locals. So they do offer preferred pricing, knowing that tourists are willing to pay more money. So by understanding this and tapping into those local pricing channels, you can get by paying no more than what the locals do.
You know, that's really true, too. And sometimes Groupon will offer things that when you're staying in town, you think, well, am I going to go tubing? Maybe not. But if you're visiting,
that's right,
then you have the time and you think, great, I'm going to take advantage of this.
Absolutely.
That's a good tip. So what if you're going further afield with a trip to a major U.S. city? What kind of money-saving tips do you have?
Well, you know, something that's simple. There's one website that has more than 1,600 travel deals neatly organized by city. So regardless of where you're going in the United States, for example, just go to travelzoo.com, type in the name of the city that you're visiting, and you're going to find all kinds of discount coupons for upward of 40% off and 2-for-1 coupons. I did this to get 2-for-1 tickets to the Lion King on Broadway. And I even saw they've got quite a few things in Vancouver. If you go to Travel Zoo, you can get a hotel near Stanley Park for about $99 a night on weekdays, an extra $10 on top of that on weekends. And basically, this is very quick and doesn't take more than 2 minutes to browse all sorts of deals that you can cherry pick from.
And sometimes you learn about things that you might not have known of otherwise.
And that's what's great as well, is just by scouring through them, it may give you some ideas of things to do you wouldn't have known of otherwise.
Okay, that's travelzoo.com. What about looking for a last-minute flight?
Okay, well, you know what? August is historically the busiest month in terms of traffic coming out of Calgary International Airport, or YYC. So to get a deal during peak travel season, you have to be flexible. So what I recommend, there's actually one website that scours all the flights coming in and out of Calgary International, and they put the best of the best on a website called yycdeals.com. And when you look look at it right now, actually, you can get a round-trip flight from Calgary to South Korea for $698, tax included. They've also got a round-trip flight that they posted, Calgary to London, round-trip $595.
And that's for this, is that soon or is that sometime in the low season?
Well, what they've done is they've posted all the dates that are available. So the one that we mentioned to Seoul, actually, there's dates from August through to October or November, and you've got about a dozen to choose from. Now, you have to fly on those specific dates because what this website is doing, they're just looking for the best deals and posting them online. So if you are flexible and you go to that website, you're going to find tremendous deals to save big money when booking flights.
Fantastic. Now, what is the common mistake, or the most common mistake for travelers who are trying to book a last-minute long weekend vacation?
Well, you know what? I think it's trying to do too much because quite often we don't get a chance to get away very often. So when we do, we break loose and try to cram as much as we can into it. So of course, you want to take advantage of that, but not to the detriment of coming back feeling exhausted and tired. You want to have that balance to enjoy your time away and not necessarily be on a treadmill trying to do as much as you can while away. So
that's good advice, but hard to resist. Thanks, Russell.
Happy travels.
Russell Hannon, he is the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. He's here every Wednesday this summer, and he'll have more advice for us on traveling on the cheap next week.